When Grammy and Juno award-winning artist Sarah McLachlan announced she was heading out on tour in celebration of her groundbreaking album Fumbling towards Ecstasy's 30th anniversary, Vancouver fans were stunned the local had left the city off the roster entirely. Now, McLachlan, who has homes on the North Shore in Metro Vancouver and in Tofino on Vancouver Island, has revealed she will, in fact, kick off the tour here in Vancouver. The Halifax-born McLachlan has called BC home since early in her music career, having signed in the early 1990s with Vancouver-based Network. McLachlan will play the Pacific Coliseum in Vancouver on May 23, 2024. No opening act has been announced so far. Feist and Alison Russell are providing opening support on the other tour dates. Tickets go on sale to the general public at 10 a.m. on Friday, March 1, with pre-sale events starting February 27. Tickets will be available through Live Nation. The 31-date tour will now begin in McLachlan's longtime home-base city of Vancouver, with stops in Seattle, Los Angeles, Toronto, Nashville and more. The Fumbling Towards Ecstasy 30th Anniversary Tour is set to wrap up July 6 in Sugar Land, Texas. I think it's interesting as an artist or as a human for that matter, to be able to go back and look at a postcard of a time in your life and reflect on it, said McLachlan in a media release. I think this tour is going to be a real walk down memory lane for me, and I'm hoping that my audience, many of whom have been with me for 30 years, will also be able to go back in time with me. Fumbling is McLachlan's third studio album, released in October 1993. Featuring one of the Canadian music icon's most famous songs, Possession, and fan favorite, Ice Cream, among other beloved tunes from the singer-songwriter's impressive catalog. As a tremendous bonus for local youth, proceeds from the newly added Vancouver show will be donated to the nonprofit Sarah McLachlan School of Music, which provides music instruction at no cost to children and youth facing barriers to access.